Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Many years ago, I served on a petty jury in the state of Georgia. The clerk of the court, which took oaths from the witnesses, would ask them to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Some of the witnesses refused on conscientious grounds to swear, in which case they were asked to affirm that they would tell the truth. They did not realize they were doing the same thing, whether it was expressed as swearing or as an affirmation. Does the Bible forbid all swearing or all taking of oaths? You know what the answer to that question is if you have carefully read the Old Testament. I shall give you just one example from the book of Exodus. If a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast to keep, and it die, or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, that he hath not put his hand unto his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. Exodus 22:10-11. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, again, you have heard that it has been said by them of old time, you shall not forswear yourself, but shall perform unto the Lord your oaths. Matthew 5:33. The word forswear comes from a Greek word which means to swear falsely, to undo one's swearing. The Greek word is used only one time in the New Testament. The noun form means perjured persons. Oaths of the Old Covenant were not forbidden, but false oaths were. The psalmist wrote, offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay your vows unto the Most High. Psalm 50:14. Vowing to the Lord or to anyone else is serious business. We must keep our word, even if it costs us to do so. The psalmist asked, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He gives this answer, he who swears to his own hurt and changes not. Psalm 15:1-4. It must have been common in the Lord's day for men to swear by various persons and places. They seemed to believe the fulfillment of their oaths hinged on the person or place by which they swore. Jesus encouraged his followers to let their word be their bond, although he did not use this expression. He said very plainly, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is God's footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these comes of evil. Matthew 5:34-37. The Lord was condemning men swearing falsely. They would lie and then swear by heaven, or by earth, or by Jerusalem. They seemed to want their lies reinforced by their swearing. But if a man will not keep his word without using oaths, he will likely not keep it if he uses oaths. If we are truly followers of Jesus Christ, every word we speak will be spoken honestly, as in the very presence of God Almighty. We should just say yes and no when these are appropriate without having to back our words with swearing. Jesus tells us just how vital it is for Christians to guard the words they use. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Matthew 12:37. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.